In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison meets with international leaders at the Quad Summit in Washington. Concerns over low vaccination rates in immigration detention. And in sport, the Melbourne Demons and Western Demons go head-to-head at the AFL Grand Final. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Leaders of the US, Japan, India and Australia have met for a summit amid shared concerns about China's growing power. The meeting is focusing on COVID-19 vaccines, infrastructure and technological cooperation. It's the first in-person meeting of the Quad, as the grouping of the four major democracies is called, and has been criticised by China as doomed to fail. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison called for an Indo-Pacific region free from coercion.
We are liberal democracies that believe in a world order that favours freedom, and we believe in a free and open Indo-Pacific because we know that's what delivers a strong, stable and prosperous region so our citizens, our peoples, can realise their hopes and dreams for their futures in a liberal and free society.
And Melburnians will have to wait a little longer to hit the golf course or tennis court, with Victoria set to miss its first COVID-19 roadmap target this weekend. The state is 3.7% shy of reaching 80% first dose vaccination coverage for Victorians aged over 16. With vaccination rates typically lower over the weekend, Health Minister Martin Foley conceded the state was likely to hit the 80% first dose mark mid to late next week instead of Sunday as initially forecast.
So 80% single dose, the projections are certainly within the coming week, and the more Victorians who come forward over this weekend to get vaccinated, the sooner we'll get there. So we would expect that certainly by mid to late next week we'll hit that, and that's a fantastic achievement by Victorians.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns that the state's expected reopening from next month should not be viewed as Freedom Day, and that residents need to remain cautious. Approximately 84.1% of the state's eligible population have received their first vaccine dose, while 56.6% have had both doses. Ms Berejiklian has flagged that reopening will occur when New South Wales hits its 70% double dose vaccination target, with restrictions easing for fully vaccinated people. But Chief Health Officer Dr. Carey Chance says things won't necessarily go back to normal. New South Wales recorded 1,043 new locally acquired cases and 11 deaths on Friday. And fewer than one in five people detained in Australia's immigration centres are fully vaccinated at the end of August, despite public health experts warning of the risk of COVID-19 in detention. University of Technology Sydney Law Lecturer Anthea Vogel, who received the data under Freedom of Information, says Sydney's Villawood Immigration Detention Centre vaccination coverage was lagging behind the New South Wales average. Vaccination rates in immigration detention were about 20 percentage points lower than the national figures. And climate activist Greta Thunberg has joined a climate rally outside the German parliament in Berlin, demanding stronger climate action. The protest was part of a worldwide climate strike that includes 1,400 events in 80 countries, staged by followers of the Fridays for Future movement. It took place 2 days before the German national elections, in which climate change has been a major topic. Addressing the Berlin rally, Ms. Thunberg said constant pressure on politicians by staging protests was essential.
And yes, voting is essential, but alone it is not enough. If we want to ensure a safe present and future on planet Earth, we need to be active democratic citizens and go out on the streets like we are doing today.
The global protests are taking place 5 weeks ahead of November's UN climate talks in Glasgow. The AFL Grand Final between the Melbourne Demons and Western Bulldogs starts at 5:15pm at Perth's Optus Stadium tonight, meaning fans on the other side of the country can tune in at 7:15 Australian Eastern Standard Time. A parade was held in Perth CBD on Friday, where thousands of Bulldogs and Demons supporters gathered to cheer and wave their flags. This game will be Melbourne's first Grand Final since 2000, as they look to end a 57-year premiership drought. The Bulldogs last won the premiership in 2016. See what the weather's doing for you at the moment. Mostly sunny day in Perth, 27 degrees, a cloudy 16 degrees in Adelaide today. Showers easing in Melbourne, 13. 10 degrees for Hobart, with showers clearing later in the day. A partly cloudy day in Canberra, top of 16. A shower or two for Wollongong, 19. Possible late shower in Sydney, 21. Sunny and 23 degrees in Newcastle. Sunny and 30 in Brisbane. Partly cloudy, 30 degrees in Cairns. And an early shower or two, 33 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.